Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Or leads to? Five of Pentacles creates, and then from the Five of Pentacles creates a Six of Pentacles situation, and then the Six of Pentacles leads to the Seven of Pentacles situation, which is, I told you earlier, Saturn, the world card, rules this. And the number 21 is the world card. And 21 is mystery and production. Key words connected to Seven of Pentacles is promotion, harvest, fiscal responsibility. While responsibility, Saturn is responsibility. The world is responsibility. The imagery on the card is a figure leans on a hoe. Now, I'm talking about a garden hoe. I'm not talking about someone who belongs to the streets. Now,
some people refer to him as a lady of the night.
Oh, some would say the oldest profession, but...
Well, you were talking about Saturn, which is old, wise energy.
And Father Time. Ain't that interesting? Saturn here is with this person who's leaning on a hoe. Looking at growing some pentacles.
I'm looking at the card. There's not any kind of hat with a feather sticking out or a cane or anything. I just wanted to point that out.
So we got a dude leaning on the hoe trying to get his pentacles to grow.
This card's taking on a whole new meaning.
But he's hesitating.
I know some people who definitely wouldn't hesitate in that scenario. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I'll keep that to myself. The harvest is ready, but they won't reap it, you know? So Saturn, like I said, Saturn represents maturity. Father Time, Saturn's the disciplinarian. Saturn also likes to block. Saturn likes to cause hesitations. You know, Saturn is equivalent to 1 foot on the gas, 1 foot on the brake at the same time. Saturn's also your karmic lessons. Here, Saturn's restrictions in the material realm creates stagnation. Has the complete production, 21, ready to harvest, but won't. This person has been doing the work, doing the production, but now scared to bring the harvest to fruition. The number 21 asks, why won't we harvest the abundance we created? The answer lies in Saturn's nature and the fundamental fear. The devil I know is better than the devil I don't know. Fear of the unknown keeps us bound to the known. Even when the known is limiting, we stay with what we understand, even if it's scarcity, Five of Pentacles, or struggle, rather than risk the mystery of abundance or change. Saturn here teaches that it takes time to produce. You know, hey, I want to create something. You ain't going to create it overnight. They say wrong wasn't built in a day. You can't rush growth. But Saturn can also be the blocker itself. The hesitation born of wanting to control outcomes. The fear of what happens after the harvest. You know, that would be someone scared to succeed. There is more to life than work and financial acquisition, but we can't let go. Complete manifestation blocked by fear of the unknown. And this creates stagnation patterns of hesitating at the harvest. Won't share, won't change, won't grow. You know, that person who will do some content but never upload it. Comfort becomes a prison. Prefer the familiar dysfunction over unknown possibilities. You know, you can get comfortable in a bad situation. Complete manifestation blocked because you're scared. In relationships of all kinds, not just romantic, family, co-workers, friends, you know, have the abundance, but stay stuck in patterns. Comfort becomes a prison. The mystery of hesitating when everything is ready. People prefer the familiar dysfunction over the unknown possibilities of something better.
Yeah, the Seven of Pentacles with that world card representing Saturn, which is about restriction. It's also about lessons also. And you're looking at that card and everything is ready, but nothing's changing. It's like there's deep thought or contemplation, which is interesting because the world, Saturn rules this deacon, and the magician would more be thought, which rules the first deacon, which is that Five of Pentacles. And there's hesitation there because the fear of the unknown overrides the possibility of abundance. And he's just staring there at that abundance, but doing nothing with it. And it's tangible, not abstract. It's right there. And a lot of people stay because exactly what you said, the dysfunction is familiar. And there is an inherent risk with growth because that's going to be scarier than stagnation. Because with growth, you're going to evolve. And with that world card being Saturn, through restriction, lessons can be learned. And not everybody wants to learn.
Well, you said Saturn is Father Time. I already spent the time learning how to navigate around this dysfunction and chaos. Why spend some time learning to navigate around some new green grass? Because that's going to be uncomfortable. I don't want to learn that lesson of the new growth.
A lot of people like to exist. They have an issue with actually living. And one more thing. You said comfort becomes a prison. So true. And I was thinking about that. And I was thinking comfort becomes a cage, which sort of correlates to that with the prison, because you'd be a caged prisoner. And how sad is it if you realize the cage, if you don't realize, how sad is it if you don't realize the cage is not locked?
You mean they could just open the door and walk on out?
We talked about that justice card with that blindfold. Maybe just lower that blindfold and look and see. and actually take some action and walk on out. Yes.
You know, you just reminded me of...
But that's going to require effort and work, and a lot of people have an issue with that. Because then they got to go out of their comfort zone.
You said, mentioned blindfold in prison, and this is off a topic, but there's a card with someone blindfold in a sordid prison, but they actually could, which would be the, what was that, the Eight of Swords?
I believe.
Yeah, when she could easily walk out of that sword prison. You know, we also mentioned organized crime. And there was a movie which is based around organized crime. And in this movie, and we also talked about me being down south and you being a carpetbagger and down south gentleman, we always let the females go first. And in this movie, they said, you let the lady in the car first, and then if you walk around, and if she reaches over and unlocks the car, you know, she's a keeper. This movie would be Bronx Tale. And so we just let Taurus in the car. Now we're about to walk around the car and see if Taurus is about to reach over and let Justice in the car. Oh, you think Taurus is going to unlock the car for Justice, or is she going to leave it locked? Do you remember this movie, Tyra?
Oh, fabulous movie, A Bronx Tale. Oh, great movie. I own it. Yeah. She's a keeper, if you recall.
Yeah.
She's a keeper. That's the test. That's the test. And what a great movie. And that's going... We spoke about this a little while ago, about awareness. You have to be self-aware and observant also to pay attention with that, because he leaves the door locked deliberately to see if she's going to take action, exert herself, step out of her comfort zone, because he opens the door and she sits in there and she's all comfortable and it's a cold night. She's got a jacket on and everything. She's all comfortable right there. She didn't have to exert herself and extend her body across there to open the lock. And that was the whole message with that, about interesting. Does she value me? Value. Back to Venus.
Back to Venus.
Going about, does she value me? Does she appreciate my kindness and effort on letting her in the car first? And is she going, so I don't have to stand out here in the cold to open the door, get out the key to unlock it, when she can just reach over and she actually does unlock that door. So you derive value from the actions exemplified by the person you're in a relationship with. They went above and beyond the norm to make you more comfortable. Another word we spoke about earlier, value and comfortability, which it's obvious that I value you. I opened the door and had you seat yourself, and then I closed the door. So I showed you I valued you and you were comfortable. And now, are you going to reciprocate or return the favor? Great movie.
Yeah, it's been my top 10. Now, the Hierophant, the Pentacles we just went through, was feminine Venus representation, and the Pentacle situation that we went through, people may not realize, creates blockages in the swords that we're about to go over. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.